Warning. Broken simulation. Broken simulation. With Sam Tripoli.
And welcome to Johnny Woodard Presents Broken Sim, starring Johnny Woodard and some dude he got from Central Casting, Sam Tripala Leah. Whatever. Sorry about that.
You finally got your own name wrong.
Yeah. That's how it goes. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, dude.
Johnny, how?
Welcome back. Back from New York.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Missed doing the show.
I got this crazy camera. I'm way up. It's up high. I got to move it down.
Okay,
please
move it on.
Tell me, how was New York?
New York was great. I'll get into that. Guys.
Yeah, and just real quick, guys, we have a new Twitter. We're back on Twitter after being banned. At Broken Sam on Twitter. Also, if you want some bonus content and to help the show out, you really would be helping the show out, visit patreon.com/brokensimulation. That's patreon.com/brokensimulation.
Guys, if you want to see sweet Sammy T live, just go to samtripoli.com and you can get all my dates. A lot of stuff going on. I don't know when this comes out. Johnny says he'll put it out by Sunday. I have $50 saying you won't get it out by Sunday. $50. $50. Okay.
Done.
Okay. $50. I will collect instantly. If you want to see me live, I'm going to be in Marietta. Show's almost sold out. That is on the 26th. Then we're in Tacoma, Spokane. I believe Tacoma sold out. And then I have something in Simi Valley where apparently nobody wants to come see me.
Simi Valley? They don't want to see you in Simi Valley?
Simi Valley is down to Sammy T, okay? What's up with you, Simi Valley?
They're seeing
come
somebody else.
And obviously, you know, Johnny Woodard and myself from a hit show called Tin Foil Hat.
You know, there's a lot of old people up there in Simi Valley. That might be why. It's like a lot
it's
of retirees.
Conservative, too. So, who knows, dude? Yeah. Dude, 10 people, 100 people, Tripoli comes to rock.
That's where I go
to
play golf.
I'm big game hunting, dog.
I go over there for golf. It's a cool area.
Okay, good. If you're into senior citizen golfing, come see me live.
Yeah.
Wherever I think it's a pizza joint, by the way. I'm just taking gigs wherever I can work new material.
Or you can see me at Simi Hills Golf Course. I'll be there on Sunday.
What are you,
Sunday.
Jason Tebow now? It's like, are
he
you
got
guys...
Me. He's the one who, he got me back.
So this
into
is the
it.
New Johnny Woodard.
Well, and Gabe, now Gabe is playing a lot. I used to play in high school and stuff.
No, dude, I'm too busy doing man shit like Krav Maga.
I saw Ari getting back into it on Instagram. It was, Robert Kelly put up a video of him just... duffing the shot.
Is he the Charles Barkley of comedy golf?
Oh, no, it's worse than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's not that his swing looks ridiculous. It's just that he hit the ball straight into the ground. You know,
okay,
which, I mean,
so that what other announcements? Oh, so you know us from a show called Tin Foil Hat.
Yeah, big
right?
show coming up.
Big show. We've already sold over half the tickets are gone.
Oh, wow, already, huh?
Yeah, so buy them. Go to samtripoli.com. It is October 16th, live in Las Vegas. The big 500th. Followed by Tin Foil Hat Comedy. Guess who's joining us? Eddie Bravo and whoever else shows up. So that's it.
That venue looks really cool, man. It's called, what is it? Diversion? What is it?
Diversions.
Entertainment Diversions.
Yeah, something like
something
that. They got a video arcade. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited. Oh, Johnny, I forgot to tell you. You got to figure out how we're going to do a live podcast there. Anyway.
okay.
Anyway.
Well, we need to go see how the internet, or talk to them about the internet.
Johnny, I got Johnny. So, just so you know.
Point the microphone at your face. I'm missing you a little bit.
Johnny, just so you know, I've been doing really good at investing. I've lost money here and there. Ah, fuck. That's what I wanted you to look at, dude. You need to help me find some crypto that I've lost. But anyways, okay. We're moving right along.
Coins. Okay. Is that when you say investing, though? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm saying like, you know, I've done some investing, some good stuff. I made some good money in the crypto world. I'm up a little in my stocks, right? I bought a lot of let's say assets that I'm holding on to. Okay. to you know, so I can give my daughter something. But
oh,
Johnny,
that's cool, man. That's
I'm gonna
cool.
tell you something. You know the worst investment I've made so far?
Go on.
Raider tickets.
Oh, dude, I saw, as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, Sam, you poor bastard. So the Raiders,
I am in the hole.
The news is the Raiders announced that you have to be vaccinated to go to this damn first game of the season, which Sam's bought tickets for twice, two seasons in a row now.
Right, and I bought them at the beginning, and the price was high, and I thought it would go up, because as we got closer, more and more people want to go, but I think that announcement has
cratered it,
dude.
Wow, really? Okay. And you want to sell them probably, right?
Well, I mean, like, I'm a crazy person. Like, I'm almost like, okay, fuck you. I'll eat all the money. I don't care.
Yeah, but then they keep the money. It's their money.
I don't care. I'll bomb out.
Okay.
part of me. I mean, like, I want you, Xavier, my dad, and me to go.
You should pay somebody to go there in your place and maybe, like, protest, you know, just wear, like, all red or something. Yeah. And, like, say,
show up
you.
In, like kind of like Marlon Brando sent a Native American yeah. to grab his
yeah,
Oscar.
Yeah, Little Feather. What
yeah,
was her name?
Yeah, maybe I'll send a Native American.
Sasheen Little Feather. Yeah. That was her name.
I'd be like, today we talk about great white man Sam Tripoli push against fascism.
This... It's staggering how, I mean, I never thought they'd get to that point where they were doing that for NFL games. That's amazing, dude.
I think Dana lost all of her money. So for her birthday, she just had her birthday.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, when was her birthday? Shit.
It was a couple days ago.
Oh, fuck. She's going to be mad at
me. Johnny, you don't want to hear the funniest thing?
I want to hear all the things. Yeah.
The mother of my children and Dana have the exact same birthday.
Are you serious?
How weird is that?
Why have you never... Did you just figure that out?
No. I've known about that okay. and carried that scarlet letter for a long time.
That's hilarious, dude.
Hilarious. That's a funny way to say, oh my God, you're fucked.
That's amazing.
Okay, should I install the F word ban again? I feel like I'm really going hard on it.
If you want to, let me see if I got my thinger here. Hold on.
Can we do...
Yeah, there we go.
A poll if I say the F word too much. Can we do a poll on something?
Oh, you want to ask? People on Twitter need yes. to know. Okay, well, let me go ahead and put it out now, and then by the end of the show, we might have a few votes at least, maybe yeah. a couple hundred, and okay. we can see. Okay, hold on. Let me just type this out real quick.
Does Sam say drop too many F-bombs on Broken Sim? Real answers only, please. Johnny, when you flip somebody up, do you have to put your thumb out like that, or are you just more like
I'm
that?
I keep it kind of tight.
Oh, you do? You yeah. don't go off
I
like
keep it
that?
Compact. No, I think that looks a little sloppy. See, like when you get the fingers, I like to keep my fingers up.
And that
here.
Gives them something more to grab. I'm thinking in Krav Maga, of course.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, the thumb out. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, good point, man. Break your.
I'm all about that, Johnny.
Maybe don't even give people the middle finger. I mean, it
Johnny,
could be.
Johnny, I don't want to say.
Maybe just
anything.
Do this. Why you.
But
you
know? my trainer in Krav Maga says we're doing level 3 stuff right now. So
how many
just
levels are
you know.
There? Like 100?
I don't know, but it's not level 1, and that's all I got to say, brother. Okay? It's not level 1. All
right. Congratulations.
Thank you, dude.
Sam Tripoli, he's at level 3 now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not level 3, but he's saying we're practicing level 3 stuff.
Oh, I see.
Stuff.
So you've entered level 3.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I haven't entered anything. Technically, I'm still level 1, but he's teaching me level 3 shit.
Well, is there any kind of...
Dude, that's like when an eighth grader practices with like the 11th graders. Okay?
Is there a system for ranking or like advancement?
I'm sure. I don't run the school, so I can't tell you that. All I know is I'm doing some advanced shit, dog.
But he doesn't. There's no belts or any of that shit.
Well, there is belts in Krav Maga. I
do
think
you have a gi?
Belts. No, that's the beauty of Krav Maga.
So
no
it's
gi.
Just like a leisure belt, you know, just a
well,
canvas
just,
sort of thing?
It's symbolic, Johnny.
Oh, it's a symbolic belt.
It's a symbolic belt.
It's a belt
so
that's in your mind.
So you go to the chicks, hey, I'm a black belt.
In Krav Maga.
In Krav Maga, too. And when you tell other martial arts that you're Krav Maga, they're like, whoa, really?
Yeah,
they
well, no. When you tell the girls that, they're like, oh, me too, wow.
No, dude, not Taibo, Johnny.
I love Krav Maga.
Well, yeah, I'll give you some Krav Maga. I'll karate chop that fucking woo-woo, bro.
I do it every week at the Y.
Johnny, shut up. I'm talking. So, Johnny, so you asked about how New York was. You remember when
I
you
did.
Asked that?
I do remember. I asked several times. Yeah.
A lot of things going on. Big thing is I went home for my reunion. A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
30 years. Wow.
30. Yeah, Johnny.
That's basically how old I am. I mean, that's how long you've
okay,
been alive.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, Johnny. You're going to have to find somebody else off of Central Casting if you keep this up, Johnny.
Yeah.
I know how Brian Callen feels every time I bust his ball. But, yes, 30 years, kind of crazy.
Wow.
And it was a lot of fun, man.
Did you go to the others? The other reunions?
I didn't go to the first one. Because I was flaming out in life so badly.
Oh, that's got a big part of it, huh? Yeah,
I was very embarrassed.
Feel good about yourself.
Of where I was financially.
Interesting.
You know, I mean, like, I mean, like, really badly. I was in L.A. I was struggling. I had nothing to do. Most of these people had already got married, been into their careers, probably had their first house at that point. And I was, like, living with Scott as he's doing, like, Scott Ross, who shout out The Ventura 10th Planet. Go check it out, Ventura 10th Planet. Home of Scott Ross. I lived in Vegas for 6 years. Moved out, so I was 4 years in. So I still live with Scott. Scott at the time was critiquing porn.
Yeah, I remember.
That was his job. Yeah. I flamed out in Montreal. Shit wasn't going well. It wasn't going well at that moment.
Wait, so now to get to Montreal is kind of a big deal. So you're feeling good about that.
And but then here's the thing about the Montreal. It's like, I didn't even know it was a big deal when I went.
Oh, really?
Because I'd start out in Vegas.
How do you not know that?
Because, Johnny, I started in Vegas.
I guess podcasting makes it different that I know that.
Yeah, but like back then, like Vegas was like a desert island. I was like Gilligan, okay? And I was just hanging out with a couple big-titted redheads and Marianne, and I had no clue what the rest of the world was doing.
What are the rooms in Vegas? Are they just like strip clubs and stuff? That's what I imagine.
No. There's a great comedy scene right now. The problem I have with the Vegas comedy scene is that I know everybody's act as they're walking to the stage.
I mean, when you were there, though.
When I was there, it was like Doug Stanhope had just left. And like Doug Stanhope's style had kind of reverberated. Even though I never worked with him, that was just Vegas. It was edgy, crazy, dark comedy was ruling the roost. But then Joe Coy was also there. And he had more of
that's a different thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
whole different nobody thing. Knows that, but Joe Coy started in Vegas as well. So yeah, it was me and Joe. We didn't get along. We're cool now, but we didn't get along back then. And he's now doing arenas, and I'm doing a pizza shop, you know.
And nobody wants to see him in Simi Valley.
In Simi Valley, where old people who golf with Johnny go, okay? So I wasn't doing very well. And then the 20th, I went to, and it was great. And then the 30th is like, I'm super, so blessed and happy with my life. Even the shitty shit in my life is still, I would take it 1,000 times over what I used to have.
So, is there any kind of like brochure that's like Sam Tripoli, class of winner, comedian, any of that shit? Or is it just you want to be able in like talking to people to be like, yeah, I'm doing pretty well, I'm having this.
So what people don't realize, and like, does anyone in high school listen to this show, by the way? Doubt it, okay?
But if you're in high school and listen to us, at Johnny Woodard on Twitter, you probably don't have a Twitter, at Johnny Woodard, Johnny A. Woodard on Instagram. Actually, you probably don't have a Instagram. TikTok, at Johnny Woodard on TikTok. TikTok me.
By the way, we were talking earlier. TikTok, being a TikTok superstar, you get to understand what like being an Instagram model is. Like you have a bazillion followers and it doesn't equate to anything.
Nothing.
It equates to nothing. But if you achieve that, God bless you.
Here's how meaningless it is, right? You ready for this?
But I don't want shit on anybody that's doing that.
No, but I'll tell you how meaningless it is. My girlfriend's mother had an Instagram with like a couple 100,000 followers from, and she could have been making like a good deal of money off of that.
100,000? She's
a couple hundred thousand, dude, from just posting memes and animal photos and stuff like that. And she got bored and deleted it. Just deleted it. Can't get it back. I told her, I was like, oh, are you serious? She deleted it? Because we could have like pimped that thing out, turned it into...
Yeah, I would have gotten a ski mask and a plastic gun and robbed... It's like an old Corey Holcomb joke. Okay, Corey Holcomb used to have a great joke about he'd go on a date with a woman if it wasn't going well. He'd call one of his friends and have them come rob him, and he would split the money with them.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's what I would have done with your mom's phone. If you knew she was about to delete it, I would have showed up, robbed her, took the phone. You could have said you got back, but then you would have stolen her Instagram.
I'm here to tell you about our new sponsor, Stat Hero. Do you know that 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose? Is it really that surprising? The game is rigged against you. You are playing against thousands of other lineups, not to mention experts who have more tools and more time. You do not stand a chance. Introducing Stat Hero. It's the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works. Stat Hero shows you their lineups and dares you to beat them. It's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name the stakes. Winner take all. You have the advantage. Stat Hero is showing you their lineups ahead of time. No one else does that. I've actually been using Stat Hero for a while now, and when I heard they were sponsoring the show, I was stoked because I've always felt their approach to daily fantasy was the fairest there is. You are in total control with Stat Hero. Stat Hero is daily fantasy the way it's meant to be, one-on-one. Play Stat Hero and change the odds. Go to stathero.com/broken, sign up for free, and right now you can get 3 times back on your first play. That's right. They're giving you a 300% match. That's unheard of. Go to stathero.com/broken. That's stathero.com/broken.
Now anyway, you, so okay.
30-year, you're there.
30-year reunion.
How's that going?
Okay, show up. Okay, I've always known that my comedy career was very much influenced by my friends.
Uh-huh.
And I always tell the stories about Pontillo's Pizza, and there was a booth Pontillo's that we would sit down in, and if you sat in this one seat, you would just get annihilated verbally.
Sounds like the Comedy Cellar. That's unbelievable.
Brother, I'm telling you this, man. I sat there with my friends this weekend. I realized that the shit talking there was as good or if not better than anything I've seen at any comedy club.
What's that, a New York thing, you think? Or is it just unique to your area?
I don't know, dude. But I would walk in. If I showed up late to something, I would literally walk in like this. And they would just, everybody just works together. Like someone would hit you. If it was that good, two dudes would just be like, bang, 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 bang. And then you're like, you're Bruce Lee fighting everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't care if I was a somewhat known, tiny bit known. They don't care about that. They lit me the fuck up. Then I go to my reunion, dude.
Oh, wait, where'd you see them that wasn't the reunion?
What did you guys I'll get into that as well. Do you want me to, the reunion was last. You want me to get into that?
Do the whole thing, whatever you want.
Okay, so.
You're a professional comedian. I trust your instincts on storytelling.
My buddy, Tony Dorado, he's my best friend. Like, this group of eight dudes, super tight, bro. Super tight, man.
Even still.
Still. We don't see each other as much as we like, but we have a text thread.
Seven guys, huh?
And then everybody gets lit up.
That's
so
uncommon.
My buddy Steve, he's gotten a little thick, let's say, right? He got a little thick. Hey, okay. My mom called me fat that weekend.
Oh, that's rough.
She's like, Sam, I'm a little nervous for you. I'm like, why? She goes, your stomach. I go, it's not that bad.
Your stomach? That's what she said?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious.
So,
pandemic. Blame it on the pandemic.
We were going. No, dude. I just, you know what my problem is? I like soda. That's my problem.
I thought you cut way back.
But I still love it.
It's hard, man.
I love it.
Soda's a tough one, dude.
Soda's a tough one because it's like, dude, I used to do Coke, Speed, and drink, and now I do none of that. Porn's not even fun anymore.
And soda's going to be the one to get you.
And soda's going to be the one I just can't break because I got nothing. I got no sugar in my coffee. I do almond milk. I can't do regular milk because my asshole will be fucking chirping, okay? I can't do anything.
You tried any of that like Stevia flavored?
No, dude, that stuff's not good for you either.
It's better, though. It's better.
Yeah, but, dude, it's like my brother's like, you got to drink Diet Coke. I'm like, Diet Coke is horrible for you. Dude, I grew up on Pepsi. I love Coke. I'm in upstate New York, they're like, we only got Pepsi. I'm like, fuck you heathens. Right?
So you still drink the full-ass Pepsi, huh? Just straight-up Pepsi.
I try to only drink half of it.
I mean like the Pepsi original Coke Classic.
Oh, if I can get some Mexican Coke, I'm all about that action.
But I'm saying not zero, no diet.
No.
Just the straight, full-ass sugar.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
I got problems, Johnny. I'm addicted to everything. Okay, so Tony does everything. Dude, we have 8 guys. Thick as thief, everybody busts each other's balls. So, like, I saw my buddy Dave. Dave is 6'4 and shredded now.
I want to be that guy.
He's 6'4, shredded, dude, right? Him and his wife. And he's 6'4.
Oh, and he's married and
his wife has like, she's like 6'1. Their kids are going to be like 9 foot tall.
Oh, that's good.
He has all daughters, wonderful people.
Good genes.
Right? He's shredded.
I'm curious what they had to say about you having twins. Did they have any words about that? Because that's...
You know, dude, you know, that's the one thing everybody super, super happy for me.
Okay.
And really nice. You know, it's like we cut each other, but we all love each other. So So we walk up. So we go to this lake for one day. And I didn't think I was a lake guy, Johnny. I love lakes.
Lakes are cool.
Yeah. Oh, I live by a lake.
I like lakes too. Yeah, they're great.
I like being a lake guy.
I like fishing. I like all that shit.
I'm not the biggest fisher, but I'll give it a shot because I didn't think I would like lakes, and I loved it.
Get on a
just
little boat.
Sitting down, doing nothing, right?
That's good, man, yeah.
So we walk up. Steve, me, we were a little late. We walk up. We see Dave, and Dave is visibly jacked, right? Like, he's just shredded.
Oh, this is kind of a newer thing?
Yeah, I mean, like, he says he's been working out, but I do not remember him being jacked like this.
So you guys kind of going in opposite directions, you might say.
Yeah, pretty much, Johnny.
Okay.
So I forget what Dave says.
Trying to give you some tips.
Steve says something to Dave about being shredded, and instantly, this is how quick it is. Dave's like, "So when are you expecting, bro?" And and that was moment one, and that was the whole rest of the night. Everybody just shredding on each other.
Now, is this how they always are, or do they amp it up a little bit because you're a comedian?
No. This is how it's always been. I come from shit talkers. And they're all super successful. Like, everybody's super successful. I have a really cool... This guy, Tim, he's a baker. Tim Armstrong has a great bakery. Dude.
Baker?
Baker. Okay. I have a bankers. I have bakers. We have aerospace guys.
Because I remember you said before
designers.
A banker, and I thought...
We have bankers, bakers. We have...
All the acres, really.
Yeah, we got everybody is in the group. I'm the black sheep. So... We go out to the lake.
They all still live out there?
No, Steve lives in Orange County.
Orange County here?
Yeah. Tommy DC lives in Florida. Dave lives in Syracuse. Seth lives in Syracuse. Tony lives in Cortland. So then Marcus, our black friend. He's our black friend. So Skinny Atlas Lake is like by, there's all these lakes. It's 15 miles long. There's a bunch of lakes.
Is that like the Finger Lakes? Like the
Yeah, I
Hunter
think it's one
Biden
of them. I think it's one of them.
Cool.
The houses on Skinny Atlas, Derek Jeter owns a house there.
Oh, so it's a nice place. Huh?
Oh, it's super rich, shady shit.
Cool, dude. There's something to be said about being around people like that. Where every time you see them, you just kind of pick up where you left off.
Oh, yeah.
You can never, you can't get that though with people you meet later in life. You really can't get that. You know what I mean? You got to be from the same place and have shared a childhood, I think.
It's the best.
It's great.
They're all so funny. Tim Armstrong is probably one of the best shit talkers I've ever met in my life. He is so fucking funny.
What's his job?
He's the baker.
The baker? Okay.
The baker talks mad shit.
Anthony Bourdain talks about this in his book a little bit, his first book, actually. It was A Kitchen Confidential. He talks about how bakers are kind of the outlaws of the cooking community.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Tattoos.
They're the bad boys?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, he's shady as
wild.
Shit.
Yeah.
He's got a beautiful wife. He got a great kid. Good dude. Loved him. And you know what's so funny? He's like, everybody, even though we talk mad shit, everyone's kind of softened a little bit.
You mean physically?
No, not physically. Dave's jacked.
Around the midsection.
Dave's shredded.
Everybody except you is not softened.
No, dude. Everyone's kind of chilled, right? So we go to the lake. I realize I like the lake a little bit more. We get in the water. You know, there's just boats full of chicks.
You're swimming. Oh, I see.
My friends are all like, let's go talk to them. I'm like, first of all, you're all married. Guys just want to take shots anyways.
Yeah.
Nobody did anything just so in case it gets back. Nobody went and talked to anybody because everyone's like, yeah, I'm sure that's what they want.
Yeah,
bunch of young girls at the lake having a bunch of fucking mid-40 guys like creeping up on them.
That's so funny.
Right? I like peeing in the water, though. I'll be honest with you.
I do it too. Yeah.
I love it. The problem is I took a long piss, and I had to keep paddling. And I'm like, when is this piss stopping? So, Johnny, we go, and we decide to go cliff diving, right?
No shit. On the lake?
Yeah, there's a cliff.
Huh, okay.
So then...
Pretty high?
Yeah. So we go... It's not that high.
You guys are, like, recapturing your youth.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, dude, this is, like, the Goonies all together,
it
right?
Really is.
So we go... He goes... He takes down the lake. It's really nice. He gives us all the tour of all the houses.
Wait, who's... Is somebody lives on the lake?
Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah.
The banker?
No, Seth deals in construction. He okay. like runs a company that deals in construction.
He's like hooked up with.
So we go and he's like, hey, dude, you want to go rope diving, man? We grab this rope, you swing out, we jump. I'm like, okay. So nobody else wants to get in the water. It's me, Steve, Seth. We get in the water. We climb up. You got to climb up weird. It's like, it's not a set climb. Like, it's like you got to go, you got to mountain climb almost, yeah. right? You got to find nooks and crannies. You pull yourself yeah. up. Why really cold water comes on. Cause, and that's what makes the slate so great. It's really cold natural water. So you go up. Cool. Steve decides he doesn't want to do the rope. And we're like, so we're like, where can we jump off? Seth's like, why don't we jump off this cliff? He's like, I hope it's deep enough. And they're like, and Seth's like, yeah, it's deep enough. Steve jumps, hits his asshole
on
the floor, on the bottom.
Oh, no.
Seth jumps, hits his asshole on the shelf.
Why did do that? Why did the second guy go?
I don't know, because he felt bad for the first guy. So then I'm like, dude, you guys at the bottom? They're like, yeah. I'm like, I'm not doing it. They're like, no, we did. I'm like, really? You guys didn't? Like, no. So I jump and boom, I basically hit my hand and I'm Wolverine.
Oh, I see that. Yeah.
Have you seen it? Yeah. I'm like, you assholes. Why did you? Well, you guys.
That was bleeding, huh?
Or is it just. Bleeding. Oh, okay. It was just. I bleed my. I just tore my flesh a little bit.
You tore your flesh?
A little bit. So that was it. We had fun. Next night. So Tony put this all together, and this is what I wanted to get into, and I didn't bring this up. If you're a young person or you have kids who are in high school, they're going into their senior year, and they're voting for president, somebody on that executive board will be in charge of putting together the reunions.
Oh, yeah, we made a mistake in that.
Yeah, everybody does, because nobody ever tells their kids, whoever you get to do this better be, like, into doing this.
Responsible, yeah.
Yeah.
It happened with ours. Really quickly, my tenure, I didn't go because our class president, who is white, didn't really do much, and she didn't do anything. And the black people organized it, which is kind of like half of the school. And didn't invite any white people, didn't tell any white people about it. Yeah. So most of the white people didn't even find out about it until after it was already over. Is that crazy?
That is crazy, yeah. Dude. Well, you know, our guy, president, I'm going to say his name, Matt Snell. I'm not going to say his name, but I haven't seen him since we graduated. So Tony El Dorado takes over doing the things, and he's like very angry if the schedule isn't being followed.
He's one of your friends?
Yeah, he's okay. The best. He's my best friend. And he's very set on the schedule. And like, so during the lake, they were all just drinking all day. I don't drink, so I'm just kind of sitting around, even though I'm enjoying the lake. The next day, they're going up to this place called Greek Peak. It's like a skiing place, but because it's summer, like people ride their bikes down there. But they're going to drink all day. I don't drink. I want to hang out with my mom.
Is that hard for you? Like, is that the hardest?
No.
I would imagine that would be the hardest.
No. Okay. I don't remember the last time I had a drink, and I really don't care to drink. I just don't. The truth of the matter is I'm at an age where I feel everything. If I was to drink, I'd be hungover so badly the next day. I just have no interest in drinking, and I don't feel. It blows so shitty. It's all fentanyl. I don't want to do that, and I don't want to do speed anymore, so I'm over everything.
Does having kids help? Like,
yes,
motivate?
Very much. Having children, I don't want to be like shady in front of them. So I'm like, that has really helped me. And you know what, dude, to be honest with you, just like most of my podcasts, the pandemic has been very, very good to me when it comes to not doing my vices.
Okay.
Right. So
go see your mom.
So I'm hanging out with my mom. They want me to go out to Greek Peak. I don't want to get there. And because I just don't want to drink that, I go out there. And so our friend Carissa, who is a part of the group, she's the first female to hang out with us. And Carissa is my age, and she's a smoke show, right? She's really
yeah,
hot.
You got to be cute with a name like Carissa.
Carissa?
Yeah.
Like, there's certain names you just, I've never seen ugly, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Sasha, Chastity.
Oh, dude, Sasha is the per, yeah.
I've never seen an ugly sure. Sasha. Yeah. I've never seen an ugly Chastity. Ever.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, outside of stripper names, you're right, but...
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But sure. those for
but
sure.
But it's those names that are kind of... They could be stripper names, you know? Like Sasha,
right. Yeah.
That are... Those are the ones.
So. Right. So, Johnny, I I realized something that as an adult, the biggest thing that breaks you, that splits you into categories, isn't married, not married. It's kids, no kids.
Yeah, I buy that. Yeah.
Right? And it's so funny because Carissa doesn't have kids and everybody else God had kids.
Her. God bless her.
And she was dressed like a smoke show.
Yeah, keep it together,
and
girl.
All the people with children basically were wearing pajamas. Right? Like, nobody dressed up.
It's comfortable. Whoa.
Right? But she came to the tees.
Good for her.
Right?
Was everybody just like, oh, Carissa.
Of course. Yeah. And, like, we're at an age where it's like everyone's too lazy to want to even take a shot at it.
Is she single?
Yeah.
Okay.
She likes to mingle, let's just say.
Oh, Chris, that's great. Good
she's
for her.
Oh, yeah. So so Chris has been obviously been my friend since elementary school. We went to the same elementary school. And I've known her through years. She's been one. She was my date for cotillion.
Cotillion? What is that?
Yeah, okay. Cotillions were the women asked the boys.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I've heard that called other things.
But yeah. Cotillion. Yeah. Okay. And like, I I'm going to be honest with you. A big problem with me in high school was the same thing I see with all white guys. Like, we're trained by the media as white guys to think that women don't like cavemen. Right?
Don't like to be hit on. Don't like to be asked out.
Don't like to be like moves made on them.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. So part of the reason I didn't get laid in high school is because I was always trying to be a gentleman.
Yeah.
And something I've learned.
And meanwhile, the dick guys were just cleaning up.
Just dropping dick on everybody. Cleaning and I was like, I love you. I respect you. Here's a song I wrote about you. Doodly doo. You're special to me. You're a special girl. You're all I need. Right. And then she's getting gorilla fucked by all my buddies.
Yeah. Yeah. She's not walking right because of the last week with Bobby.
So I've known Carissa for a while. Carissa was one time I was playing.
Carissa does not get gorilla fucked, to
she
be clear.
Does not.
We were talking about somebody else.
But if she did, God bless her.
Yeah.
Why would you want? Like, dude.
Godspeed.
If people keep telling you to try meditation and you're like, when would I have time? You should check out Headspace. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. I've had this app for years now. I love it. It's really simple. It's one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace can really help you feel better. Are you overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has a wind down session that their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations that you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/broken. That's headspace.com/broken for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. Again, this is the best deal offered right now, and it's at headspace.com/broken. Go there today.
Like, you know when I see these, like, fucking nerd chicks walking around? Like, I was with my brother, and we were getting ice cream, and we were at an ice cream place, and there was all these hot chicks with these dorks. And I got my ice cream, and we were walking a car. I just go to my brother, none of these dudes know how to fuck. That's
dude,
all I know.
Dude, I'm going to tell you this. It's a big time for the nerd. As a partial representative of the nerd community, it's a good time to be kind of and have a foot in that camp. Let me just say that.
Yeah.
Wear some glasses.
Until your chick gets gorilla fucked and then she doesn't want to go back to dork town.
Yeah. But now think about this. I'm just going to invite you to imagine some of the dorks that you've known in your life. How many of them were packing? They're like homeless in that they got low on the social meter, but the dick is.
Oh, saying nerds have big dicks.
A lot of nerd dudes do. Yeah. Computer hackers and stuff, those pasty ass dudes.
They got big dicks.
Big time.
Now, where is this study, Johnny?
I'm telling you, it's a thing, dude. I've heard other people say
it. Johnny, you saying you got big dick?
No, I'm not. But I'm saying that a lot of them do. And I know that to be because I've heard other people talk about it. Let me see. Oh, here we go. Why do nerds have big dicks? This is girlsaskguys.com. It's where girls ask guys. I'm dating a nerd now. I was so shocked. He was hung like a horse. This isn't trolling, I swear. And then this girl answers, maybe more nerds have big dicks than jocks who do, because jocks will be more competitive, participate in sports to prove their masculinity. Could be.
That's definitely compensating, possible, yeah. Dude. That's definitely possible. Anyway. Or there's a small... That's one chick asking that, Johnny.
No, but there's a lot of responses
here,
though.
Here's what I'm going to say to you.
A lot of responses.
I'm not arguing with your take.
Well, I tell you what. We invite you in the... In the comments,
send Johnny your nerd dicks, we'll see if they're
you or not. Yeah, just leave a 5-star review and let us know.
Giant nerd dick.
That'll be our next poll. By the way, we're getting a lot of results on your poll on Do You Swear Too Much? So yeah. We'll have that later in the show.
Oh, what is the cliffhanger?
Oh, yeah, later in the show.
So, anyways, so we go to the reunion. Chris is gorgeous. She looks great. All the women look great. You know, this notion.
They don't all look. You don't have to be nice. They don't all look great.
They look great, Johnny.
Every one of them look great.
Well, I mean, like, compared to what? Yeah, they look great. I mean, dude, I was expecting, like, melting candles.
Yeah, that's what I would expect, too.
No, dude, I'm telling you,
I mean,
bro.
That's what it's like in mine. Although, I will say.
Everybody, I was very impressed with how they look.
Where I'm from, they get the children out of the way early.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they wrecked that shop. Yes, but yes, they, yes. I thought everybody looked good.
Okay.
Okay.
How did that go, though? How was it? Was it weird? What do you do? Is it like prom?
I showed up because I was going to wear, I didn't want to wear like, a tinfoil hat t-shirt, because that's pretty much all the shirts I have.
Yeah, they all have your face on.
Right? I just didn't want to do that. Then I had that local celebrity, but I thought people would take that the wrong way.
That
like,
might get, yeah.
Like I'm trying to brag. It was a joke, but that has to do with the old Patreon thing.
People might not get it.
So the only thing I had was a button-up Dodger shirt.
A button-up Dodger?
Yeah, like a Dodger jersey.
Why? Oh, I got you. I thought you meant like a
Dodger jersey. That
like
was
a Sunday shirt.
No. Dodger jersey button-up.
Don't all the jerseys button-up?
I mean...
Yeah, unless they're like batting jerseys.
Well, no.
I don't know quite what you're saying. You're saying
I'm
a button-up jersey.
I'm just saying it was a jersey that
it's
was
a Dodgers
button-up.
Yeah. It's a Dodgers jersey.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all their jersey button-up.
I considered it a button-up. Like, I'm trying to...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So it's like you got informal wear, then you got one step up from that, button-ups, which is jerseys,
okay. Polos. I would tell you, Johnny, that button-up... baseball jersey is on par with tuxedo t-shirt, okay?
California casual.
In terms of dressing up.
Business cash in California.
So I wore it. And, dude, I got pounded on the whole day.
Yeah.
The whole day. Yeah, the whole day. Because I thought it was the only thing I could wear that wasn't total bottom feeder, right?
Man, what?
Big announcement, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. You were telling me some big announcement before this.
I'm a gold premium person on American now. Gold premium.
Oh, really? See, I'm close to that. I might get that by the end of the year.
What are you?
I'm close to gold.
I'm close. There. I have to pay for my bags.
I got the EQDs, but I need the miles. I don't quite have the miles yet.
Why don't you buy some miles?
I might. If I'm waiting until the end. I got until the end of the year.
Dude, can you go find the lineups of what they are? Part of me wants to go in there and just buy some more miles and be like, maybe I'll just get into it, dog. And just buy some fat miles. I'm there.
Okay. I'm just writing something down. Have you seen, I sent it to you. Did you see that American nearly went broke one time? Because I sent you this, right?
The guy?
Yeah. In like the 90s, American needed some money. And so they offered for $500,000. They said, we will give you free travel, first class, anywhere in the world forever.
Yeah.
You just got to give us $500,000 and you get this card.
Yeah.
And a handful of people took them up on it. And dude nearly bankrupted. Like, there's this one guy that was just flying to his favorite deli every day to go get a ham sandwich in like Philly, back and forth, this business guy. And eventually they kind of...
How much did it cost him?
Oh, God knows. But they ended way more than what he paid, apparently. Eventually, they kind of tricked him out of it by finding out he had been finding people in like airports. Because you get, if you pay a little bit extra, which he did, you get a free complimentary ticket too. Like
oh,
an extra
my
ticket.
God.
And he would like find people who you know, were maybe poor or something, and give them a first class upgrade. And you're not supposed to do that, apparently, as part of the terms of his agreement.
Trying to be nice.
And they screwed him out of it.
So
with that.
I would just be bringing chicks.
Of course, yeah. That's
I'd be bringing Carissa everywhere.
That's the ultimate, dude.
Right.
Like, I have an unlimited travel card.
Right, right. So
they offered it again a couple years ago, but it was like way more. It's like millions of dollars, a couple million dollars.
So I ended my
Mark week. Cuban still has one. He's one of the few. There are a couple of people who still
How
have
them.
Mark
Cuban.
It costs
a couple mil?
Yeah, I think so. Something like a million, something like that.
Johnny, I ended. So that was it. It was a fun night. I walked home a lot. And if you talk to my mother, she thinks she lives in like Inglewood. Like, hey, watch out walking home.
My grandma.
It's like really dangerous out there. I'm like, I live in Hollywood. Everybody's on meth. I'm okay.
I used to feel safe walking around West Hollywood at night, and now it's changed a little bit.
Well,
honestly.
Dude, when you bribe the entire homeless community into loving you, I'm fine.
But it's taken on a little different. Like, you're hearing about this guy that got murdered in the middle of Melrose in broad daylight the other day, like while you were gone. Did you hear about this?
No, what happened?
Dude, I sent you the video in front of the sneaker store,
the
Fairfax
thing?
And Melrose.
Yeah, but dude,
in the middle
of Melrose.
Was that
a homeless guy, though?
No, dude, no.
That was just so. I mean,
no,
like, dude.
No, here's what happened. They were there. This guy. There's a lot of illegal vendors in there selling shoes now outside these shoe stores. And this guy announced on social media, he's like, hey, I'm doing a shoe raffle. Meet me outside the sneaker store. And all these people lined up for his little raffle. And the employees from the sneaker store came out and told these people that, hey, you're not allowed to do this here. You got to get out of here. And so one of the guys got pissed off about it and shot him dead in the middle of Melrose, dude.
Johnny, can I ask you, like, what kind of dick does that outside of a shoe of that business, right?
An asshole, like, yeah. Like, I just want to say, I've been going to Simi Valley play golf. And, dude, it's like nobody wears masks up there. It's like a different world. It's a, you know, 40-minute drive north. It's like, have you looked anywhere around like that?
I mean, like, dude, here's the thing. I know you're worried about California weather. I hate the education system in California.
What if Newsom loses and this Republican guy wins? Would that change your outlook?
Dude, go to my Instagram. Will you look up my Instagram? Dude, they are so afraid of Larry Elder.
Oh, big
it's
time.
It's unbelievable.
This is from the LA Times. Larry Elder is the black face of white supremacy. You've been warned.
I mean, I would like to find out who wrote that article.
Well, we can find. It's probably. I'm sure it's an editorial. I'd love to see if it's the LA Times.
I want to see if it's a white person.
It might be the editorial board of the Times. Let me see. This is from Erica D. Smith. It's a black woman, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, here you go.
Wow. Wow.
Erica D. Smith is a columnist at the LA Times writing about the diversity of people and places across California.
Oh, she loves diversity, except for when they don't agree with what she has to say.
Exactly.
And I still stand by what I'm saying is that fucking this is what fascism looks like.
Oh, dude, I'm with you. Yeah,
this is 100%. What fascism looks like. And we'll get into we'll pin that because I have a couple things I want to say. But go to the next one.
Larry Elder draws fire for N-word comedy clip.
Dude, they're literally upset that a black guy did comedy using the N-word. That was a real thing. Literally every comic, black comic in LA would be canceled.
Yeah, you're right. They are afraid of him. And also, it's the same thing. We both noticed this thing this week. It was clear over the past couple weeks that Larry Elder was probably leading Newsom. And then suddenly you start hearing about this YouTube guy out of nowhere. I don't even know his name.
Yeah, yeah. And that's how you know polls are full of shit. Yeah. What they're doing with this is they're manufacturing consent, okay? To me, they think that Newsom is dead in the water. And I think that they believe he's so in bad space that they can't even fake it. And that's why they're pushing this guy forward.
They're trying to have somebody else win even?
A Democrat.
Interesting.
That is under the Pelosi crime family.
I hadn't thought about that.
That's why
my hope has been that they would split the vote on the Democrats and then Elder would win. But that's really interesting what you're saying there. That could be, yeah. Okay, show this now?
Run it, yeah.
All right, I'm looking at a ballot. For you to post this, dude. Mail-in ballot.
If you recall Gavin Newsom, they can see a yes or a no.
Not quite. Hold on just a sec.
See that little dot right there? Let go. Keep going.
Yes.
Oh, I do see that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can see through the envelopes.
You can see what you're voting.
They can just throw these away, so they have to fold it inward so they don't see it.
Oh, that's a good public service announcement.
What
yeah,
you should
fold
do,
your ballot inward, yeah.
No, no, no. What you should do is put other paper in there.
Or do that, yeah.
That's in there, right?
Watch this shit, dude. These motherfuckers, bro. Now look at it. Right there, dog.
Yeah,
post
he's
it.
Right. Yeah, he's right, man. Wow. That's a public service announcement. If you're in Cali,
throw
yeah.
Throw out. Throw out. Cover. Throw it, out. Yeah. Throw out. It's very faint. But if you're looking for it, you know
if
what you're looking for.
If you know what to look for, yeah. It's like there's this Beatles album cover that if it's called, you know, the Butcher cover where they're all
yeah.
in these Butcher and they
yeah.
got little baby parts and stuff. They paste, there's a version of that they pasted over because that was a controversial thing.
Yeah.
And they pasted over it with this other cover.
Yeah.
But if you know where to look, if you can see Ringo Starr's sweater like showing through under that cover. And that's what collectors look for. They can see it, and they know that they got a paste-over version of it, and it's worth a lot of money.
Oh, and they can
because they know what to look for. Yeah,
yeah.
You can steam it off.
Yeah. yeah.
But anyway, that's what this
yeah.
is gonna be. It's the
yeah.
same thing.
So it's like,
you know what to look for.
So they're trying their mail-in ballots are just where we're at right now. So the other big news, Johnny, this week is OnlyFans.
Oh yeah, I want to talk about
has taken off hardcore porn off their website. Okay, their platform.
In other news, KFC no longer sells fried chicken. Sorry.
Well,
Walmart doesn't sell sweatpants anymore. Sorry.
Augustino Zoida said, you know, OnlyFans is taking up porn off their website, meaning female comics are going to have to learn to write jokes. That's what that was his thing, right? I didn't repost it because I have friends of mine who are female comics
who are on
OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So,
Instagram has outlawed yoga pants.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah.
folks. Sorry.
Oh, we'll get into that, Johnny. Pin that. So the whole notion is that there is what they're trying to tell you is they're trying to lock this down, kind of like what happened to Pornhub with supposedly underage girl stuff, which I'm all for. Getting rid of, okay?
Yeah, for sure.
If you can figure it out, get rid of anything about underage girls. That's what they're saying, is that that's what's going on in OnlyFans.
Then just get rid of the underage girls.
Right. But the truth of the matter is this, is it's because banks won't work with OnlyFans because of its pornography, which is hilarious because I tweeted this. It's like the company they made money off of people paying to watch people fuck for money, okay, is getting rid of videos of people fucking for money because the industry bankers who fuck people out of money
doesn't
like the industry where people pay to see people fuck for money, right? And it's like, and that's it. I have so many of my porn friends who, bank finds out they're porn stars, they take away their account.
Yeah, I know. I heard Steve Randolph talk about that one time. He does like credit card processing for these people who nobody will do their credit card processing.
It's like unbelievable.
Yeah.
And it's like banks. So then I tweeted that and someone called me anti-Semitic.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, nice anti-Semitism, bro.
Wait. Just because you said banks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that person is being anti-Semitic.
Well, that person's probably a bot. That's just there.
Could
to,
be. Yeah,
to
dude,
start
dude,
up the chaos.
There are more than ever of those.
Right?
You just look at them, no followers, no interactions except negativity that you see.
But I mean, I know that there's people out there that really hate what OnlyFans has done to what they believe has done to America, right? Which is like made everything a sexual transaction between men and women. But what I will tell you
already
is that,
was.
Right. One, the reason I'm pro-choice. I'm pro-prostitution. I'm like, because these are going away, right?
Oh, It's just like drugs. You're just pushing them into the black market.
Johnny, I'm asking you an honest question.
Yeah.
If you could pick, name me one thing that got outlawed that went away. No. By outlawing it, right, all you're doing are hurting poor people.
Yeah, the people
right?
who need it. Yeah.
Now, murder, rape, and stealing. I feel, physical assault, right, should be outlawed. Those should be outlawed.
Of Of course.
Because
yeah. Anywhere where you're harming somebody else.
Right. Or stealing from somebody.
Or taking their property. Yeah.
If somebody steals a bike, I don't think they should do life. Okay. I just really don't.
Yeah, that's where Clinton and all that three strikes shit.
Right.
Was, yeah.
Which got sold as, yeah. And then yeah. You're really like, oh, you're just going to fuck poor people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But one thing I'll tell you that OnlyFans did, and I know girls that were doing this, that they were able to make money that they weren't able to do in other ways. And so, like, I had a friend of mine who beat off on his girlfriend's face, and she made a ton of money doing it.
Awesome. Cool.
Right?
I love it.
And it's just like, what's the harm there?
What's their name?
Zane Helberg.
No, that's okay. Okay. I'll Google that.
Zane Helberg and his girlfriend.
Well, dude, and a lot of it, most of it probably is just chicks doing like nudes, just nudes, boobs and stuff.
Now,
and making a nice living.
Now,
good for them.
The big problem is, well, because all these girls are like, I'm like, hey, you doing Patreon? Are you doing blah, blah, blah? They're like, well, OnlyFans wants me to do like comedy content on them. I'm like, it's known as a beat off place.
Have they been, OnlyFans is doing outreach to what, female comics
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But I don't give a shit.
Have you gotten any contact from OnlyFans trying to recruit you over there?
This dick should never be paid for. I mean, I know what I got. It's a hammer of the gods. So I just think it's ridiculous. And, you know, and it's just like so funny how like there's actually, I don't know if there's feminists. I know a lot of feminists that think OnlyFans is empowering. I tend to agree with
that.
I
do too, yeah.
I think women really have to watch themselves. If they start making everything between a man and a woman a transaction, because eventually you'll get to a point, and this happens to everybody, where no one's going to want to pay for that transaction. Then what are you going to do?
Or guys are like looking around every corner like, what do you want out of this? You know, like what?
Right,
know?
Right, like, right. For yeah. Sure. I mean,
you become a prostitute like in every way.
Yeah, right, right. And like, I'm pro sex worker. You could do whatever
me too,
you want.
Me too,
I think
yeah.
It's the most capitalist thing you could do in the world.
It's the ultimate. Yeah, you have something people want and you're selling it.
And listen, dude, I'm not into porn anymore as much as I used to be. I just think now that I don't do drugs, the energy's weird. Now, do I look at porn here and there? Here and there. But still, it's not what I used to, because I just think the energy is just weird of it. I think it's just...
What, that whole aggro...
But I will say this. I just because I had a problem with porn doesn't mean that I think it should be illegal. I think it's like anything, dude. It's like we shouldn't allow those who can't handle it make it so everybody can't do it. And porn's not going to go away. It's just going to go underground. And it's just going to get more and more dangerous, ran by more and more dangerous people.
You're seeing that now. These guys doing their own independent productions, lower budgets. The cameras are shitty, but they're doing more extreme stuff, you know?
Oh, I mean, dude, it's literally a race to the bottom in porn. Like, how filthy can you get?
Yeah.
So that's
it pulls you. It's kind of like quicksand there, right? It kind of pulls you deeper. You know, the more you see, the kind of darker you get.
Right.
You got to watch that shit, man. I want to do this will be a quick thing. Remember I told you that Lincoln thing? The other day, I like to tell you little weird historical facts. This is one of my favorite deaths in the history of the United States. You ready for this?
Yeah.
It's one of the best last words anybody's ever had. Okay. This is General John Sedgwick, a.k.a. Uncle John, they called him. He was a Union general in the Civil War. You ready for this?
Yes.
He made it all the way to 1864. He died at the beginning of the Battle of Spotsylvania Courthouse. His corps was probing skirmish lines ahead of the left flank of Confederate defenses, and he was directing artillery placement. So he was like, you here, you know, so they could fire on the other guys. Confederate sharpshooters were about, now this is the Civil War, were about 1,000 yards away, and their shots caused members of his staff and artillerymen to duck for cover. So, you know, they're hearing like, pshoom, pshoom, and they're like, oh, shit, ducking and stuff, you know. So Sedgwick strode around the open and was quoted as saying, "What? Men dodging this way for single bullets? What will you do when they open fire along the whole line?" Although ashamed, his men continued to flinch, and he said, "Why are you dodging like this? They couldn't hit an elephant from this distance." Those were his last words. He was shot by a Whitworth rifle moments later under the left eye and mortally wounded.
Oh, my God.
Aren't those the craziest last words?
Yeah, that's
they
the
couldn't
word.
Hit an elephant
I'm
at this distance.
I'm fine. Nothing's going to... Yeah.
Right in the eyeball, dude.
Dude.
Right under the eye.
So, like, gone. As you know, I'm taking Krav Maga.
Well, how would that have helped you in that situation, Carl?
Run. Yeah. Run. I mean, make no doubts about it. Like, whatever martial arts you're doing, the first offense is get out of there. Right? Just get out.
1,000 yards, though. It's a civil war, and they shot this guy from 1,000 yards. Think about that.
But I just love, like, 10 football fields. I love Native Americans, dude. I like the indigenous people because, did we talk about this last time? I don't. Like, they would just walk on each other, like, and that would be the battle, right?
Well, I don't know what you're saying. They'd walk
like
on
soldiers would just like they
the
would
Native
just be
Americans.
Like, no, like white people war used
oh,
to be
yeah,
like
yeah, yeah,
walk
dude.
Forward.
It's because the weapons were so inefficient.
Yeah,
that was the only way they could kill anybody.
And the rich elites didn't care about you at all.
That was it.
And
the officers, you were just, yeah, the officers.
Like,
in the
isn't
back.
It just soldier is sold to die, right? Basically,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
what it means.
Yeah, I mean that doesn't.
And then natives were like, "F that noise," and they would flank you and come from the side, and they changed war.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And then you know who took that even farther is like the Middle Easterns.
The British had a lot of trouble in Africa too, fighting the
of course, because they just wanted to put on white wigs and like march forward. Yeah. People are like, fuck that noise. It's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
They couldn't head an elephant at this distance, isn't there?
Yeah, that's sad. Johnny, I want to give you a fun fact about me real quick. Fun facts.
Fun facts with Sam Trivoli.
Here's a fun fact. You ready, Johnny?
Go on.
My cursive is looking like I'm having a stroke. That's how my cursive is right now. Do you got a pen? Can I write cursive for you?
Yeah, your cursive.
Tell me something what the write. And I'm going to legitimately try to write it. I'm not going to fuck around. Write something. You know I'm illiterate, so don't go too crazy.
Sam Trivoli has an average-sized penis. So your cursive looks like the faces guys make during kata and karate.
Yeah.
Did you forget how to do a letter or something? What's the hitch there?
This is legitimately how I write.
Okay, let's hold that up to the camera. Hand that to me.
Oh, God, dude.
Yeah. When was the last? Well, you write a lot, Johnny. You write a lot.
I do?
Yeah, so your cursive is probably good. Most people aren't doing any writing anymore. They're bored. So if you don't practice.
I don't write on paper. I write on. Here, give me.
What is that you're writing on?
Oh, this is notes for the show. But yeah, I don't write like a shit ton.
You don't write cursive?
And I don't write in cursive. No.
Write some cursive right now and see how well you do it.
Okay, I'll do it big. Let me see. What do you want me to write?
Johnny's girlfriend isn't real. Write that. How's it going?
I don't know.
Yeah, right? You like forget how to do it. I've been doing a lot of writing every morning.
It's better than yours.
Let's see yours. Yeah, I mean, yours is better than mine, but mine is legit.
But that girlfriend, look at that girlfriend. That doesn't look like a...
Yeah. You look like you stroked out halfway through it.
Let's see. Who do you think has the better
person? Oh, I mean, dude, mine's awful. And that's me been practicing every morning.
Also, we both put our names in it, and that was kind of cheating because we do practice that some.
Yeah.
Writing our names.
But it's getting to the point where you won't even have... Because everything's like DocuSign.
Oh, I love it, yeah.
Right?
I
but it's
that.
Not really your signature.
Well, dude, that was like a whole year of school learning how to do cursive. And it's the dumbest thing. It's a huge waste of time.
I agree, dude.
Nobody needs cursive.
I agree. What else
teachers
do I got?
Defend
oh, yeah. Shit. So going back, what I told you the pin.
Instagram, yoga
Instagram
pants.
Instagram is coming after me, Johnny.
What do you mean they're coming after me?
Johnny, they're just like dinging me for shit. Johnny, you saw me. You even said, dude, what's up with that? They're dinging me. So now they're dinging me.
For stuff you said was deleted.
Well, okay.
What on earth?
So I had put up a Babylon Bee article.
Which is, if you don't know, it's like a parody newspaper.
Right.
Yeah.
It is the conservative version of The Onion.
The Onion, right.
Right?
Funny stuff, yeah.
And the worst part is that sometimes they're storylines or their titles become true. That's the bizarro world we are living in right now, right? So I put up that I forget what it was in. It was Joe Rogan put it up.
It was Britney Spears.
No, but it was before thing. That. Oh. It was something about Instagram about the Taliban. So I put it up, and it was such an obvious joke, right?
The liberals are applauding the Taliban for making everybody wear masks, is what it was.
Yeah, and there was burqas and stuff. Something like that, right?
Something like that, yeah.
And everybody's and everybody thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
Instagram dings me for promoting a hate group.
A hate group? Is that what it said?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah, a hate group.
The Babylon Bee is a hate group.
No, the Taliban.
Oh.
Right, in a fake story. So then I see people are commenting. So when they give you a strike, Johnny, correct me if I'm wrong, when they give you a strike, they take down the post, right?
Yeah, you would assume so, yeah.
Right, that's how it goes.
Yeah, obviously.
I would see people commenting on a post that got deleted. It was gone. And then I would go back and there was two from the warning I got. That I posted the warning. So it had the warning, a picture in between, and then the post that zombied back.
That's unbelievable.
So then Rogan takes the Taliban article, goes, I'm going to see if I get dinged. He puts it up, doesn't get dinged. Doesn't get dinged at all.
He did that because he saw what you did.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So he doesn't get dinged. And everyone's like, dude, Tripoli, man. Dude, I'm going after Rogan. I'm like, yeah, no shit. So then Britney Spears post a picture of her covering her chi-chis. And, you know, it's been what I said. Like, we are just fighting for Britney's right.
She looked pretty good, yeah.
We are just fighting for Britney's right to flamethrow her life. That's what we're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, we are.
We are fighting desperately so she can flush her life down the toilet.
She should have the freedom to do that, though, really.
But she should have the freedom. Like, does anyone have any faith in Britney Spears being able to pick a good boyfriend?
Oh no, this is what I was about to say. Yeah, what do you think the profession is going to be of this bruiser that she
now,
brings?
I know she's with a guy, and based on energy off the pictures, he seems somewhat stable. I could be wrong. But the last couple guys, white rappers, like Middle Eastern party promoters, like, but here's the thing with Britney's problem is that for the most part, only psychopaths will take a shot at it, right?
Yeah,
most of that guys are like, oh, shucks, I got no chance with Britney.
You do hear that. Like, I heard Charlize Theron say that nobody, she actually doesn't get to date a lot because guys are afraid to talk to her. And she has been and still remains one of the most beautiful women to ever live.
Dude, well, you know what Instagram has taught me? That there are so many hot chicks in the world.
Yeah,
like, next level. That's why when you love Margot Robbie or whatever her
Margot
name
Robbie,
is,
yeah.
I'm like, dude, I can find you 10 chicks on Instagram that would fucking, you would stab Margot Robbie to have sex with.
Maybe you could.
I would put up. And, you know, it's like, my whole thing is like, I'll have like women like commenting on my thing and they'll be like, send me DMs going, oh, you're really great, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, thank you. And then I go to their profile to see if they're real, and they're like a smoke show with like 9 pics, right?
Yeah, that's suspicious.
And I'm like, okay, you're obviously a dude catfishing people.
You see that? And another thing you see now is women doing that, and then you go to their page, and they got an OnlyFans link, and they're trying to, that's how they like.
Yeah. Listen.
Pulling guys. They're fishing.
This reality that we live in, Johnny, in this realm, this planet, I call it a haunted house, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Wherever we live in, right? In this realm, hot chicks like taking pictures of themselves and posting them on social media because they get a lot of likes because people like looking at hot women. I don't have any problems with it. Okay, I know we kind of talked about that before, but they're hot. I like seeing their pictures.
They've also turned it into a profession. I mean,
good for them.
They get money. Yeah.
Good for them. Make all that money. It's like being a pro athlete. That lasts for so long.
Yeah.
Unless your Carissa has been hot for like fucking forever.
Smoking while you got them. Yeah.
Smoking while you got them, man. So I'll make girls do like smoke shows. Like if you only have 6 pictures, I'm assuming you're a dude who is trying to act like a hot chick because you get off on other guys trying to send you sexual energy.
Yeah, I do wonder about their motivation, those people who do that.
Because they're just like weirdos.
Yeah, you used to see that on dating apps a lot. With just
yeah, guys just want to be like, hey, yeah, you into? Oh, yeah, I loved. And you're like, you're a dude? Because guys are just, people are bored.
So anyways, I mean, think about Catfish is a whole TV show. They made an entire series of it.
Yeah.
Dozens, hundreds of episodes now, and all just on based on
the
premise.
So I so then we go to Britney Spears. And I take her.
She looked good, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, like, dude, it's Britney. She's like been, she's had a lot of money. She's shish kebabbed, obviously. Her brain has been Benihana'd, right? But I take this picture and I post it of her. I get dinged for sexual material.
On something she posted on her Instagram.
I got dinged on a post that was a post that Britney posted.
It's obvious they got to be targeting you. Like,
of
specifically.
Course they
like,
are.
There's like, hey, we put the algorithm extra high on this guy.
Oh, right yeah. Now. They've cranked it up on me. So I have to walk that line.
Are you you going to post more on your backup? Because your backup account is the
I don't know,
Fat man. Dragon account, right?
Like, I don't know, man. I might have to take it easy on the regular one. You
just
know,
just promote dates and stuff. Jokes and dates.
I mean, but I like talking shit, you know?
How about Twitter? Have you managed to kind of ramp that down a little bit, or is it still?
No, I mean, I have to take a break from all social media, dude. I got to get off my phone for a little
while. Were you on it while you were home, or did you take a break?
I was on home, but you know, it's like, it's so funny. It's like, I would get yelled at by people. Like, all my friends are home, like, get off your phone, dude. And then I'm like, I left my phone at home one day. And then I was hanging out with them, and all they were on their phone the whole time.
How'd you feel without it, though? Was that, like, naked?
I felt great. I need to do it more. Okay. I need to do it more. So then, John, like, I leave my social media at home, but when I'm at home, I like to be on it, and Dana yells. But it's like, but then, like, my mom, I love
her. What is she doing, though? What do you mean? She's yelling at you? What is she doing? Watching the Dodgers, yelling at Kershaw.
She's on her phone. She's watching the news. I mean, that's my whole thing. My mom would be like, get off your phone. And then she'd go in her room and just watch television. My mom would
porn, yeah.
No, my mother mainlines HEN news. Like, mainlines.
Headline news channel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really? She's the only person who watches that. It's like her and three other women.
It. She's carrying it.
That's so funny.
She's carrying
it. Headline. They're not even in HD, I don't think. Like, they couldn't even afford to upgrade to HD
Dude,
at that time.
Nobody's watching any news. I don't even know why they do it anymore. And I think
headline news. I think CNN runs that too.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
She loves it. I love my mother. She just loves that stuff. You know, I mean, you gotta take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny, is there anything else?
Well, I have one more funny thing. My little nephew, I told you this while we were recording 10-4. He had his first day of preschool this week.
Yeah.
And he got up in front of the whole class and said to the teacher, hey, look at me, and he mooned the entire class.
Johnny, that's never. So great. Right out the gate.
And the teachers tried not to laugh, and they were like, don't do that.
So he didn't get in trouble?
Not really. No, that's the difference in North Carolina and here, dude. Because if that was here, he would be getting some letters from the girls. He might have gotten kicked out of the preschool. There, the teachers just kind of told
him. I do get really worried that crazy parents are allowing adult stuff to be put on children. Meaning that kids...
What, like gender decisions and that stuff?
But also like the mooning of a kid in preschool. Like, obviously this kid has no clue what he's doing. I don't mean it like...
He
negative.
Blamed it on my dad too, my dad.
Right? So like he's just monkey see, monkey do. He doesn't know the consequences of the actions.
He saw it on TV, I think.
And I get very nervous that people are like think it's okay to hit kids... With adult crimes, almost, right?
Well, yeah, to say that they have agency, like they know what they're doing. It's right. What you said already. Yeah, right. They don't know what they're doing. No, they're kids.
So, Johnny, you brought up one more thing during our thing. Mm-hmm. The Marvel comic. Marvel is doing Disney is doing whatever it can to destroy this brand.
They did it with Star Wars, too. Tried to just... The rape of Star Wars. Just... Decimated Star Wars. They have this show, What If, Disney Plus animated show.
And we've talked about cultural Marxism here. We've talked about the buzzwords.
Well, now they have their own show. Yeah.
Dude, this is exactly what cultural Marxism is.
The first episode was the show's called What If. Well, the first episode was What If We Got All the Men Out of Captain America and It Was Captain Chick, and that's the show.
Yeah.
It's just, it's almost the same plot as Captain America, it's just a woman.
Right.
And the second one is, what if that dirty Christian Chris Pratt wasn't the star of Guardians of the Galaxy, but we got Chadwick Boseman, the Black Panther, to be the star because we all like him because he's black. You know,
That is classic.
That's the premise.
That is classic cultural Marxism.
And dude, they shit on him like Chris Pratt. They shit on him. People, there's a thought that Marvel made his character in the comics bisexual just to fuck with Chris Pratt because, you know, he's come out as a pretty, you know, a traditional kind of Christian. And in the show, they suggest that Chadwick, but if we had a black guy in that role, Star-Lord, that Thanos would have just been on their side. Like, and so you have on Twitter, like, oh, I knew I hated him for Peter Quill as Chris Pratt's character's name for a reason. It's just like, you see it. It was
but
trending.
But how much do you think it's real of those are real people commenting?
I don't know. It was trending, and it was like black chicks and all saying, like, I knew I hated that Peter Quill.
It's just so stupid, and they don't understand, and they're all opportunists.
But it's boring because both of them have been boring because they have no flaws. They're all kick-ass, awesome people, never make any mistakes.
But the numbers are crashing and burning, dude.
It's not good, yeah.
And it's not good. And we can just keep going on to this. This has to do with the Fed. The Fed bails out all these corporations so they can keep making this stuff that doesn't get any traction because they're purposely trying to piss everybody off.
Yeah.
It's not about business anymore, and they don't have to worry about running at a loss because they're getting Fed money to in these bailouts.
And I worry about, like my nephew, he's going to grow up watching this stuff, man. And what is he going to... I hope he doesn't take away that all white guys are morons.
Well,
you know?
That's what they're trying to convince you. That's what they're trying.
Wait, and I don't think he will. I don't think that.
So the whole thing about with, women, you know? with cultural Marxism is to basically destroy the nuclear family, demonize the ethnic majority.
Is Black Lives Matter.
Well, amp up the ethnic minority and push sexual diversity. Now,
to be clear, Black Lives Matter, I mean the official, their actual doctrine, not the people.
Well, Black Lives Matter 2 and Black Lives Matter are two different things.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter 2 was started about, hey, man, all lives matter. Black people matter too.
Yeah.
Then it got hijacked.
By
Black Lives Matter. And you remember...
Actual Marxists.
So when we say cultural Marxism is what the elites are pulling on us, we get called anti-Semitic. And those are buzzwords. And that's exactly what happened with when you called out BLM for being Marxist. You got called a racist. And then their website came out and they said we're practicing Marxist. And we want to destroy the nuclear family. That is cultural Marxism. You can do all the buzzwords you want, but I'm seeing it happen in real time. And listen, man, I have no problem with diversity. I think diversity is America's biggest strength, the melting pot that is.
For sure. LA, I'd love it, man. Going around hearing different languages, seeing 100%.
So the kids that are getting juiced into everything are the ones that are crying about, oh, there's not enough diversity, like Patton Oswalt, right? Patton Oswalt can't stop shitting on white guys in Hollywood, all right? While he's cashing checks, acting the whole time.
Yeah, like Patton Oswalt, he cannot stop working, that guy. They throw jobs in.
If you really hate white actors working, stop working.
Yeah, give your next gig to next guy in line, black guy.
And that's why, like, Oscars are too white will always happen, because you have to give up your seat. And people don't want to do that.
It's so dumb.
Right? So it's happening in real time. We see it happening.
Well, dude, you saw it, and I don't want to defend this guy because he might be a piece of shit just because of his industry. But you see it with this Jeopardy thing, right? Are you keeping up with this at all?
Okay. So
it's so interesting.
What is the name of the black comic Nick?
Cannon.
Cannon, right?
Yeah.
Can you look up what Nick Cannon said?
About the Jeopardy thing?
No, about what Nick Cannon said about, I think it was Jews, right? Nick Cannon said something about Jews. Nick Cannon said something about making love to animals and all this shit.
Throughout the interview, Cannon engages in anti-Semitic conspiracy theories, asking, quote, why we give so much power to the theys, and theys turn into Illuminati, the Zionists, the Rothschilds, he says.
Okay. So,
and referring to a wealthy Jewish family often used as a dog whistle for anti-Semitism.
Yeah, here we go, right? And you saw people do it. I don't want to get too much in there because I don't want to get dinged on YouTube. Yeah. But
when we say that, we don't mean all the Jews, okay?
I lived with a Jew for 20 years. Yeah. My sponsor's Jewish. My fucking, I love Jewish chicks. I have to do this with Brian Callen all the time because he gets the same way with that. Oh, that's it. No, dude. I love Jews. I push back against the labeling of an entire group of people because of some bad apples. But it's also identity politics allows these bad apples to operate while all the people on the lower rung and the middle defend them out of identity politics. So Nick Cannon says all this shit, right?
Yeah.
So now you go, and he got to keep his job. And then you go to this guy in Jeopardy, who by all accounts isn't a nice guy.
Yeah, it sounds like he's not. Yeah.
He's not a nice guy. He's executive producer.
But if you go digging in anybody's history, I could find some people who would say some not nice things about you.
Of course.
You could find some people who are saying some not nice things about me.
I say it about you every time I hang up the phone. Okay? So my point is this, Johnny, is that why is one guy keeping his job and another one losing his job?
We know.
But he's not losing executive producer. Which makes me think this is a pony show.
Could
if they're
be.
Really upset about him,
could be they
he
know
be kicked off the show.
Could be they know they can't get him though. They know that they don't have grounds to actually get him, so that they're just letting
and
him.
And the notion that you know Jews are funny people, blacks are funny. That's the reason I call my special No Lives Matter, because I rack everybody. This notion that anything is off. That you can't make fun of is ridiculous. I hate kiddie porn jokes. I think they're low class. I think they're bullshit. I think you're a piece of shit for doing them, but I'll defend your right to do them.
Yeah.
Because I can't pick what is good or bad in comedy. I think that subject matter, if we're going to touch punching down, is the most punching down you could ever do in your life.
Everybody's offended by something, though.
Right.
And if we let everybody who got offended say, you can't say that, then nobody would be able to say anything.
If everybody had a say in what you can't say, this would be Dave Chappelle's special. Are you ready?
Okay.
That would be it. Right there, blinking into the camera.
Yeah. Blinking Morse code. Help me. Yeah.
And according to this lady or Apple News, black people can't do N-word comedy anymore.
Yeah, Larry Elder.
Right?
Unbelievable. You want to do the news?
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on in Seattle? That's my question, because this is from KIRO 7, Channel 7 in Seattle. This is the headline. Nude man stabs second nude man on Seattle sidewalk.
Well, you know, nude people are like dogs. Sometimes you put them in the same room, they're going to be violent. Okay.
A naked man stabbed another at naked man on Tuesday morning in Seattle, according to Seattle police. Just after 8 a.m. on Tuesday, that's a weird time to be naked, officers responding to a noise disturbance call heard from witnesses that one naked man had stabbed a second naked man on the sidewalk. A witness had already taken the victim to the hospital before police arrived. Other witnesses told the police officer that the man was last seen heading around the corner, where police found him at the entrance to an apartment building with what appeared to be a self-inflicted wound to his neck. So he stabbed another guy, then stabbed himself in the neck. Naked.
That sounds like, to me, our good friend PCP right there. Like, who invented PCP? Can you look that up? I think it's probably CIA. I would love to talk to the guys. Like, so why are you inventing this? It's like, well, you know, sometimes people need superhuman strength when they want to fight cops.
You want it? PCP was, this is kind of true, actually. PCP was first developed in 1956 by Park Davis Laboratories of Detroit for use as an anesthetic in veterinary medicine.
I have no clue how that's an anesthetic. The real hero of this whole story, Johnny, is the guy that took the first dude to the hospital.
Yeah, for sure.
So at some point, you have to care so much about humanity that you're allowing a naked dude bleeding into your car.
During COVID times, too. A lot of people were scared of that shit.
So that guy's got all that butt sauce on your seat.
Oh, yeah.
And on top of that, he's bleeding.
Because you know, if he's up at 8, it's not like, oh, I took a shower and I got up and hit the, he's been up all night.
He's got hobo fucking
swamp ass.
Yeah, swamp ass. Mm-hmm. Hobo swamp ass. Okay?
And that's the worst kind of swamp
ass. And dude, it's like, there are certain areas where if you are naked, it is a sign of mental illness, right?
And the sidewalk is for
like
sure.
Like, if you're naked at a strip club, you're doing well. If you're naked at a beach, it's probably a nude beach. If you're naked on the sidewalk, you're cracked out of your skull. And that's even for... Now, here's the difference between a naked guy. If people see a naked guy walking down the street, okay... They're going to call the cops.
Disgusting.
If they see a naked woman walking down the street...
They're going to call their friends to come follow her.
They're
going to
be like, how fuckable is this chick? On a scale of 1 to 10, how fuckable is she?
Well, you saw it recently, right?
Dude, I've seen... Yeah, and like dudes were following this chick.
They weren't calling the cops. They were calling their friends. They'd be like, dude, you won't believe this.
Yeah, she's naked, bro. She's naked.
All right, we have the results of our poll. We teased this early in the show. 150 votes so far.
Damn.
What do you think the answer is here? Well, the question is, does Sam drop too many F-bombs on the show?
I think it's no.
What percentage would you say?
I'd say it's like 74.
Okay, you're off by a little here. Yes, 12% of people said yes.
Okay.
88% of people said no, you do not drop too many F-bombs.
Thank you, America.
And we got some comments. He's an artiste with his F-bombs, according to King Buddha.
Thank you, dude.
this is a good one. This is Zenny or Zene. That's one word he does get right, and I love it. Smalls says, not enough.
Thank you, Smalls.
Cash Daddies, and I'm assuming this is Chris Neff, asked, whatever happened to the swear jar? Did you ever get paid, Johnny? Yeah, I did get paid. Yeah, Sam.
I'm like a Lannister, dog. I pay my debts.
Yeah, you might owe me for the second time, but I'm sure it evens out. Tomas Velez says, never enough. Ron Swansong says, the Simtards love it. Charlotte Grace Tat says, don't change Tripoli. Much love from the prison colony, a.k.a. Australia.
Much love to you.
give me all the F-bombs, according to Iceman. Sierra says, not enough, in my opinion.
Sierra's best. I think she's Mexican. She is not.
Chris Neff commenting on both accounts. Chris Neff says, I'm halfway through episode 34. Is Fat Dragon's asshole blown out or not?
Yeah, so apparently... the Broken Sim Twitter was talking shit about my hole, and then the Cash Daddies Twitter decided to comment on that. So my two podcasts were shit talking me behind my back.
No shit talk.
Out in purple. Yeah,
I only
talking
said,
about my blown out hole.
We have a thing called Fuck or Follow Friday. We tweet it out on Fridays, and if you follow us, we will follow you, or you get to fuck Sam Tripoli guaranteed. That's the tagline, basically.
Okay.
And to encourage people to do this quickly rather than waiting a couple of weeks to follow, we said, hey, just so you know, Sam's rear compartment is getting a little loose, losing some elasticity. You might want to get on this now.
Not cool, bro.
And
listen to me, Johnny. Listen to me.
Okay.
Okay, you're going to have to get somebody else from Central Casting to sit in on your fucking show.
Some other loose asshole.
About my
son of a bitch.
Fucking hole, okay?
This is a funny story. it makes you wonder if people are scuba diving naked. Sexually frustrated sea snakes are mistaking scuba divers for potential mates. So they're just seeing floating dongs in the water.
Oh, really?
That's what it says here, dude. The snake's poor vision is believed to be behind the confusion. A scuba diver off Australia noticed some odd behavior whenever he came into contact with male sea snakes. The venomous reptiles would coil around his fins, licking the water around him and even sometimes chasing him underwater. Now he knows why. It was mating season and the mates thought he was a potential
dude,
mate.
What if this snake wraps around your junk and is eating your ass, right? And then everyone's like, don't move. If you move too quickly, it will bite you you have to let it eat your ass.
Dude, what if the worst thing that could happen is what if you really like it and that's the only way you can get off? Like, that's the Mount Everest of sexual encounters.
Oh, that's like the next level of like autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah, that's it, right, dude? And you can only get off with sea snakes wrapping around your cock and balls and
eating
your ass at the same time.
Oh my God, dance that deadly dance.
Something
that's
to think
like
about.
People do rock climbing. It's like eventually you're going to grab the wrong thing and it goes.
Dude, This happens a lot. In a new study, the diver and another researcher analyzed 158 of these encounters with olive sea snakes over the years in the Great Barrier Reef.
How many years, though? I mean, like 150 encounters several years, over...
Several, so a handful. I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5. They found that these interactions were more common during the reptiles' mating season, so that's what it is.
But, and shouldn't there, like... Isn't that what the national broadcasting system should be? Like, oh, it's viper snake mating season. Don't go into the water.
This is a notice from the national warning system. Sea snakes are out and it is mating season.
Yeah,
keep your cock and balls wrapped up.
Yeah. Ass-eating snake mating season. There should be a sign.
Isn't that the worst sound? I had a friend who, you know, you would hear that and it was always a robot voice like, warning, there is a tropical storm alert. I don't know, you guys don't get that a lot, I guess, from where you're from. But anyway, my friend thought that was an Indian dude, just an Indian act. Like, warning, this is tropical storm alert. Like, the whole time, he
Johnny,
thought that computer was.
You know when
was,
I didn't hear the emergency broadcasting system? 9/11. You didn't hear it.
Dick Cheney is running the country. Warning.
Yeah.
All right, this is just annoying. A coffee shop in Kent has made a brave decision to go cup-free. This is their quote. A brave decision. They will only serve customers who bring their own cup into the shop. And to illustrate why they are doing it, this shop filled their floor with disposable cups. It's just annoying. This is just
where,
annoying.
What kind of shop is this?
It's a coffee shop. And so look what they did. So you got to climb in. To prove their point, they make you look. If you want to come in there and get coffee, you got to climb over all these nasty-ass cups. COVID, first of all. You got to climb over all that shit and bring your own cup in there. I get tired of this. It's paper,
way,
dude. It's biodegradable. It's
guys,
paper.
Guys, just know if you're in this town, this store will be opening, will be available for leasing because this company's going belly up.
They're going.
I mean,
fast
that's the whole
lane
thing with this,
out of business.
With these, you know, mask mandates and this vaccine passport
go
stuff.
Go woke, go broke.
Yeah. Like, dude, if a restaurant loses 15% of its business, they're done.
Yeah, that's their margin. Yeah, I mean, sure. For
they're
sure.
fucked.
I watch Kitchen Nightmares. One of my favorite shows is Gordon Ramsay, Kitchen Nightmares. I fucking love it, dude.
Yeah,
it's
you
so
do.
So good to watch it. Fox News mandates.
By the way, fun fact, bro, all television chefs like to get pegged. Go on.
Gordon Ramsay doesn't get pegged. I guarantee you.
I guarantee you that guy
I
gets
bet
pegged.
You anything doesn't get pegged.
Well, we'll never know. Go on.
I don't think Bourdain did either.
I think that guy beat Bobby Flay, loves to get pegged in his ass.
Yeah, Bobby Flay does. Both
allegedly.
Game puck, probably, but I don't think either of those
go
guys
on.
Does.
Allegedly.
Fox News mandates employees disclose vaccination status, contradicting rhetoric from top stars. Isn't that interesting that Fox News is mandating?
No, it's not. It's not amazing. Fox News was the one that said Trump lost Arizona. The guy who runs it is who owns Fox? It's
Rupert Murdoch.
His son, who's like
Lachlan Murdoch.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's all like, you know, this is not a pro Trump thing, but it's like it's super obvious that they've been tanking Fox News.
All employees, whether on site as part of their essential workforce or working remotely, think about that now. Even their employees working from home are asked to upload their vaccination status into an internal database.
Fox, dude, they're destroying the brand of Fox News, just like they destroyed The Daily Show. They don't want anything too powerful. They don't want one side or the other side winning.
This guy is relaxing in a river, right? And they mistake him for a dead body. People were like calling the police. They're like, oh my God, there's a dead body out there. And so look at him, they're like, oh no. And look at this dude. He's like, what are you doing, man? Think about it. They scared. He's probably just peeing. He's just there peeing.
Well, it looks like he has like a...
He's just peeing, dude.
His underwear on his head.
No, he's probably got his shirt on his head, probably. He's just out there hanging out.
He's like, oh, dude, I'm sorry, man. I got an hour off for my lunch. I wasn't hungry. I'm just catching some...
You're harshing my mellow, bro. Yeah. Look, they're waving. Look at him waving. Do you see
sorry,
him waving?
Guys. Where was this at? Like, this has got to be like Singapore, right?
That looks
like
Oklahoma. Oklahoma. Oh, a snap. River in Oklahoma. Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, this is just kind of funny. A British 4chaner went to Kabul for lulz, you know, just for a laugh, and now he's stuck there. He went to Afghanistan just for a joke, kind of. And now
before or after?
Back in May, when Miles Routledge booked his summer vacation in Afghanistan, he had no idea that by the time he landed in Kabul, the morning of Friday, August 13th, the Taliban would be tearing through the country with its eyes on the capital city.
Imagine if they got Wi-Fi in that, and you're on Wi-Fi, and they're like, yep, Afghans, and you're still there. You're like, pull it and turn it around.
I wanted some adventure, the 21-year-old British student said. I'm going to graduate university next year. So I'm going to be working 80 hours a week.
When they do that, I'm going to graduate university. Like, shouldn't they say, I'm graduating from the university?
That's just how they say it.
Or from college?
It's like saying, that they say
I'm graduating from college. I'm graduating from university. I guess that's the same.
Like how we went to college, they say we went to university.
I find it all annoying, Johnny.
And he didn't have the chance to go anywhere exciting during his work. So he says, I'm going to go all out now. I'm going to go somewhere different. And now this guy is stuck in Kabul. Isn't that hilarious? He went to Chernobyl a couple years ago.
So. Yeah. Well, this guy obviously is bored with his life.
This is, I just think this is a funny image. This is how Amazon is dominating our society now. Look at this. Amazon installs huge lockers on Chicago Park sidewalks, confusing and frustrating neighbors. Look how they just put it right in the middle of that sidewalk, dude.
And like, was there any discussion on that?
No, of course not. It looks crazy. I don't even understand how someone could have thought this was okay.
Why can't you just put it off in the grass?
Exactly. Amazon is not making
money. Or against that wall over there. Why rain on the sidewalk?
Isn't that funny?
Fuck
these them. The hubs are great, though, I got to say. Because you can return stuff there. You don't have to package it up. You just take it, put it in a locker. It's back to Amazon.
It's literally the U.S. government. Go on.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to buy your stuff from somewhere.
Hey, enjoy fascism. Go on.
Yeah, there's not much we can do about it at this point unless we want to arm ourselves.
I don't know anything about that. Johnny, how many more stories we got?
One more and then a video and then we're done. Like a cute dog video to end it.
Okay.
Then we'll say bye to the Vietnamese
Johnny,
listeners.
Can you find that motorcycle video I sent you? Can we show that? About the
car. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Hold on. Yeah, just a second. Let me see. I might actually not.
I texted it to you. It's off of Reddit.
Oh, okay. And this is from the Department of Crazy World Records. This is from Pennsylvania Live, Patriot News. Idaho man balances 101 toilet paper rolls on his forehead, breaking a world record.
Well, you know why? Because nobody else is doing it. That's why broke the record.
Totally. You're right.
He probably broke his own record or his like friend's record.
No, you're right. You're right.
Nobody else is stacking 100 toilet paper wrappers. I mean, like, Johnny, can we think of something? Should we hear So I Want People, who, if you're actually listening this far into the episode.
God bless you, first of all.
Yeah, God bless you. Can you come up with something that Johnny and I could do and try to break a world record? Because think about this, Johnny. Guinness Book of, we already talked about this, of world records.
Yeah.
We're the original tension horse.
Yeah, I used to love getting that book, man.
I used to love it, too.
Loved it.
Like, I'm sure it started out like fastest man. Fastest.
Oh, that's all it was.
And then
yeah.
It like, like
weed, yeah.
By like 100 years later, it's like longest fart by a senior citizen.
That's so funny. Hold on, let me see if I can find that motor.
So, Johnny, we talked about Brower here. What are your thoughts?
Trevor Bauer?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know she didn't get the restraining order that she wanted, or it got dropped. I think he's going to... It's kind of annoying to me, because I think you're going to have him and Scherzer, the backup plan, and the Dodgers are going to walk to
Dana
the damn World Series.
Dana doesn't think he's going to play.
Bauer?
Yeah.
Oh, he's coming back for sure.
Oh, here it is, Johnny.
MLB can't. Dude, they couldn't even get a restraining order to hold up in court. You think they're going to not let him play?
I mean, like...
What they're saying, I'll tell you what. There's a technical... The way the MLB language is this. Anybody who does anything to someone sexually while they're not conscious is the thing.
Yeah.
So he technically, if she was asleep and he did sexual stuff to her, then technically by the ML, even though she gave consent before it happened, technically by the way the MLB shit is written,
which will
they could
be
get him.
What they end up like getting him for. But like the Dodgers have already expressed that they do not want him back. So I don't know what you do.
Wait, did they? I missed that. Did they say they didn't want him back? I thought they just kept putting him on leave.
That's the whole thing. It's like, I'm going to be honest with you. And like Dana's very passionate about this. I go, Is the law broken?
Dana's passionate about the Dodgers?
Well, about the situation. It's like,
what's her thought?
Well, she's like, he's a scumbag and he shouldn't be allowed to play.
No.
And I'm like, well, here's the whole thing. A lot of people, particularly women, are into BDSM.
I know someone who are into some of the roughest stuff you can imagine, right? Dude.
And the problem is
stuff that makes me very uncomfortable.
They could get with a guy that might be too strong, and they're not ready for that. And I'm not saying that guys shouldn't win.
Did Dana
read
the text? Did she read the text, though?
Yeah, I mean, like,
the girl was talking about how, when you choked me out, that was the next level. And he's like, what, when you went to sleep, you mean? And she's like, oh, yeah, you got to punch me and stuff. Like, she was, like, asking for it, dude.
Yeah.
Just flat out asking for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Here, okay, run this. We'll just end with this. Yeah, this do you want to say bye to Vietnam after this?
Yeah, okay. We'll say after this. Did you want to show a puppy video?
Yeah, I can't find the right one, though. I was going to. Let's tell me your message to Vietnam, and I'll get that ready while we're looking at this.
Want to say that thank you for joining us once again in this very. What am I looking to say? Sanctimarious. No, what's the word I'm looking for?
What do you mean?
I'm just trying to make this sound like very important. Guys, thank you for joining us in this very, 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 very spiritual podcast.
What?
In which we dive deep into the human animal and its love, its flaws, its goals, its dreams, its hopes. And what have we learned today? That together, love will solve all of our problems. And without love, we have nothing. And without you, we are nothing. Thank you, Vietnam. May your days be long and your nights be warm.
And your dicks be long.
And your lady boys be ready to bone.
May your days be long, your nights be warm, and your lady boys be ready to bone?
Yes. Am I the worst of all time? Am I the most illiterate person you know? I am so dumb.
All right.
Here we go. This is the craziest video.
Yeah, this is your moment of zen.
This is real fucking time, dude. They slow this down. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. It's and amazing. Like, you'll see this in stunt movies, but this isn't real time, real life.
There's not sound on this.
I don't think so. This is pretty amazing. Look at this.
What we're watching here is a horrific motorcycle accident.
A horrific one.
People flipping.
This is crazy. Watch this.
And now we're watching a guy leaning on his motorcycle through a curve.
Look at that. Oh, my God,
fragments
dude.
Of motorcycle shrapnel flying all around
him. Look at
him.
This. Look at this.
And he is sailing through like he's in the Matrix. I mean,
this
just
is the craziest shit I've ever seen.
The simulation decided he was going to win. It's amazing, yeah.
That's the best video ever.
For him, he's not flinching, though, not ducking. He's just like John Sedgwick. He's like General John Sedgwick. He's like, why are you guys ducking?
Yeah, 100%. And Johnny, dude, the Wachowski brothers, before they became the Wachowski sisters, right, they made a lot in graphics to do something like that. And that played out in real life. That is amazing. The coolest video ever.
Yeah. Okay, you ready to say goodbye to the people here?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Let me make sure we're primed here. Okay.
Cảm ơn bạn đã tham gia cùng chúng tôi một lần nữa trong podcast rất 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 tinh thần này. Trong đó chúng tôi đi sâu vào con người và tình yêu, khuyết điểm, ước mơ, hy vọng và mục tiêu của nó. Chúng tôi đã học được rằng tình yêu sẽ giải quyết tất cả. Không có tình yêu chúng ta không có gì cả. Không có bạn, chúng tôi không là gì cả. Xin cảm ơn Việt Nam. Cầu mong ngày của bạn dài. Đêm của bạn ấm áp và các cô gái của bạn sẵn sàng hóa xương. Sam Chipperly có một dương vật nhỏ.
Oh, dude, not cool.
Okay, that's it. That's what we wanted to
do. I don't even want to know what that was at the end. You don't realize I'm taking Vietnamese classes, so I'm learning what you're saying. Guys, thank you for tuning in to Broken Sim. I hope you enjoyed Johnny Woodward presents... Broken Sim, starring Johnny Woodward and some replaceable dude. If you guys enjoyed the show, please rate and review.
Yes, please.
Leave us some, and when we get enough cool reviews, we'll read them here.
Yeah.
5-star this thing. Let's get this into the top.
Subscribe on YouTube, please.
200.
Subscribe, turn on notifications, comment on YouTube. It's good for the algorithm.
Tell your friends, spread the love. Get weird, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you again soon.
things whole. Fair trade chocolate bars, we got our mothers. We study Baudelaire and Stephen Mallarmé. The Dicto-Gecko, we hoard them all away here in the Taliban.